CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Spending on public safety and policing is increasing in Montreal's new budget. This includes an increase in surveillance cameras, body cameras for police officers, and an increase in mixed-unit squads of police and social workers. Montreal's new budget was presented earlier this month. It is a $7.67 billion budget and sees spending rise by 5.4%. $1.3 billion of this budget has been allotted for public safety. This includes a $1.7 million increase for security cameras around the city. Professor Ted Rutland is a researcher who studies municipal policing, funding, and policy. In his opinion, an increase in security cameras will be an ineffective measure.
It's unclear what purpose this serves, other than probably to increase the surveillance of quite marginalized people in public spaces.
The budget also includes a line for $400 million for body cameras for police officers, something the city says will help encourage police accountability. But Rutland says body cameras are misunderstood.
A lot of people think body cameras will hold police accountable, and there's a reason for that. I mean, the companies that make body cameras, originally it was a company called Taser, they changed their name to Axon. They originally marketed body cameras as a way to increase the power of police to surveil the population and to get plea deals when they arrest people for very minor crimes. In 2014, with the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson and the eruption of the first wave of the Black Lives Matter movement, those companies changed their marketing pitch for the body cameras and started to say that it would hold police accountable, reduce police racism, and reduce police violence. And that's when we've seen a huge kind of expansion of the adoption of body cameras by police forces around the world.
His research indicates they're expensive to maintain, the data is hard to store and manage, and there is little evidence they're effective at mitigating police misconduct.
We have now more than a decade of research on what body cameras do in practice, and the results are very clear. Body cameras don't reduce police racism or racial profiling. They don't reduce the use of force or violence by the police, and they don't result in the police being more likely to be held accountable for their abuses or acts of violence.
The overall police budget in Montreal for 2026 will be set at $860.29 million. That's a $36 million increase for the department. In 2025, Montreal's police department ran almost $60 million over budget. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You know where you are. You're on CJLO 69 AM, and we are back for the first time in the new year. You're listening to Sykes in the 60, episode 19. It began last summer. It used to be Thursday at 3 p.m. It is now, for the foreseeable future, perhaps for eternity, the current slot, Sunday at 1 p.m., and we have a I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm your host, Abraxia, and we have a wonderful episode for you today. Starting us off, the way this program works, it's called Sykes in the 60, which is like a bad joke on Sex in the City, which nobody would probably get unless I explain it as I did there. But the way it works, it's no longer really about psychedelia from the 60s. It started out like that, but it is no longer. Now it kind of works where the first half of the program is some brand new Canadian sort of, new tracks from the last few months from Canada that vaguely fit into like a rock vein, but not always. Sometimes there are other things. And then the second half is a focus on a particular artist, sometimes new, sometimes classic. And today we are going very much classic. It is a special on the one, the only, rest in peace, Sly and the Family Stone. He died last summer, shortly after the documentary Sly Lives came out, which is kind of funny. But that's the second half of the program. We don't want to get ahead of you either. So starting us off with the first half of the program, you might have guessed, is North Mountain by the one and the only. Oh, come on. Was the volume this low? Oh, no. No, it was fine. the one and the only, North Mountain by Nora Lorway.
Friends and lovers took to the wind as pillars of light through shadows of night, shadows of night. Shadows of night, shadows of through shadows of night. Shadows of night.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m., playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Heya. Hi. Oh my gosh, it's you again. Aw, thanks for listening. Haven't heard or seen you in a while. Anyway, hope you're enjoying Sykes in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday afternoon yourself. And the tracks you just heard in order of playing were Montreal's very own Nora Lorway with their ambient piece, North Mountain, followed by Half Moon. You might know this track if you have watched the show Witcher, because this is Half Moon Run's Shadows of Night Witcher version. Wouldn't you know? It was in Witcher, yeah. And followed by a petite pièce francophone locale par Jules Encore, appelé Gris. And so, after the wonderful break, which I hope you didn't endure too badly, we've got Montreal's very own Egan Chambers, who puts on some exciting shows, and we'll be playing one at the start of February. With their Egan's recent single called Doll. So I hope you enjoy Doll.
Our friendship is gone, just like our mothers. I thought it was built to last. I'll think of you the first week in May, no matter how much time has passed. 'Cause even when I'm gone beyond this realm, think of you from above. 'Cause the one thing that you taught me is that I was worthy of love.
Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to Psychs in the 60s, CGLO 1690 AM, Thorian Psychedelic Radio Program Broadcast. I hope you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon, and I'm your host, Abraxian. So we are now through the first half of the program. The last two tracks you heard in order of playing were Doll by Montreal's very own Egan Chambers, and then Straight Drop by the wonderfully named Cootie Catcher. I don't want to catch any cooties, and I hope you didn't either from listening to that wonderful, wonderful track that straight dropped right into your ears. So coming up next on the program, we've got the second half of the hour, and we've got the special just for you and your wonderful ears, the special on Sly, on the very special Sly Stone and his group Sly and the Family Stone, which he sometimes used to make solo material and sometimes did not. Anyway, first off, and this is all from because let me just say, they had a few number one hits around the turn of the 70s, but it's really their 60s stuff before they went really deep into funk that are really what get all the attention. So I want to bring the attention to their more funky 70s stuff, which is more maligned for various reasons I will not discuss. And so, but a reason that you might get a hint at from the title of this next song, I Get High on You, by Sly Stone from his, it's his only solo album. So this is effectively the same albums as Sly and the Family Stone were making, but it's just under his name, because why not? And this is a wonderful track, so I really hope that you enjoy one of my personal favorites. I love the harmonies very right at the end. I Get High on You by Sly Stone from the album High on You. I hope you enjoy I Get High on You. Oh, yes, I do.
Ah!
If you can't tell already, Michael Jackson got his entire singing style from like ABC and onwards, straight from Sly. But anyway, back to the music.
Turn the strings on.
Get this message over to you now. you shoot me again, I hope that you haven't been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good, I wish I could get the message over to you now.
Yeah. And there you have some Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone. So the tracks you just heard in order of playing were I Get High on You from the album High on You, Time for Livin', followed by This Is Love from the album Small Talk, and If You Want Me to Stay from the album Fresh. So that's Sly Stone. He made a lot of that himself. You know, all the keyboards and everything. All just him. Boy, what a... Anyway, I heard someone say that James Brown invented funk, but Sly Stone perfected it. Don't know how true that is, but it's some people's opinions, so take it for what you will. Hope you're enjoying the program so far, but the station needs some money, and we got a little ad break coming up, so hope you're not too incensed by that. But, you know, sometimes you just gotta accept what comes your way.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come on out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. The first Big M Show is coming up on January 25th at 7 p.m. So get your tickets now to The Big M Show at mileandimprov.ca.
Good evening, dear listeners. There's a synth in the house. My name is Matt Fay, and every Wednesday at 10 p.m., I explore songs with any kinds of synthesizers in them across all genres through thematic sessions or free-for-all jams. Trust me, you'll enjoy it, as I do know a thing or two about good music. Through random trivia, occasional puns, or my wacky narration, I will make your evenings better amidst this turbulent world. So, come on in. Enter my cozy abode, cause there's a synth in the house. Join me Wednesdays 10 p.m.
Only on CJLO.
Everybody gets a chance to find something seems so late when they're on time. And sadness will pursue what you need. Some people might despise.
Why are you crying?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that number. That's one of my very favorites. It's called Africa Talks to You, and then in brackets, The Asphalt Jungle. And the track you heard just before that was Blessing in Disguise, and the albums they are from, in the order that I said them, are their classic magnum opus, There's a Riot Going On, Funk. That album had the first U.S. number one hit to contain a drum machine, and that's not the only thing it was influential in, I'll tell you that. And the prior track, Blessing in Disguise, was from the mid-70s album, Heard You Miss Me, Well, I'm Back. And so, to close off the hour, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm your host, Abraxia. I hope, and this program is Sykes in the 60, if you haven't heard that already. And you're on CGLO 69 AM, if you didn't know that either. And the last track we have for you today is called Thank You for Talking to Me, Africa. And you're not going to hear much of it, but here's a bit of it. because it's quite, it's like 7 minutes, and we've only got about five. But anyhow, hope you have a lovely Thursday, and that's it from me.
Mm-hmm.